May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Some recent stats for you. 21% of U.S. adults experience mental illness in 2020. That equals 52.9 million people, or in other words, pretty much one out of five adults. 5.6% of U.S. adults experienced what's classified as serious mental illness. Again, this from 2020, that's 14.2 million people, or one out of 20 adults. 16.5% of youths in America between the ages of 6 and 17 experienced a mental health disorder. Most recent numbers we have for this, unfortunately, is 2016, but still, that's 7.7 million people. And 6.7% of U.S. adults experienced a co-occurring substance use disorder and mental illness. That's from 2020. That's around 17 million people. When we say mental illness and serious mental illness, the most common diagnosed are anxiety disorders, major depression, bipolar disorder, another one. You know, telling someone to just get over it, that's not the help that they need. Truth be told, a lot isn't really needed from you when you think about it. Just your presence, your support, and here's the important part, your non-judgmental ears. That's all it would take to make a huge difference in the life of someone you say that you care about. Now, if you need suicide or mental health-related crisis support, you're worried about someone else, I got this information, too, on the homepage of our website. I'll put it into your ears and your mind right now. You can call or text 1-800-273-8255. 800-273-8255. Or you can go to suicidepreventionlifeline.org. And you'll be connected with a trained crisis counselor. Additionally, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration has made available, they call it a Behavioral Health Treatment Services Locator. You can find outlets for help and assistance near you. It's findtreatment.samhsa.gov. Again, we have all this information on our homepage. We'll keep it up there, too, throughout the month, just so you have it ready for if it's something you're in need of, or if you know someone who is in need of these services, that'll be one of the places that you can find it. I know this might sound like an odd reach, but I think it's relevant. There's a pro wrestler with the wrestling promotion AEW who's known as The Bunny, real name Laura Dennis. The character she portrays is, well, let's just say, an aggressive, unpredictable individual. That's The Bunny. Laura Dennis shared some reality about herself recently. She's battling mental illness. Here's what she posted on her social media page. Reading from it word for word here. It's Mental Health Awareness Month, and I thought it would be a good time to share some things with all of you. I try to be open about my internal struggles, which isn't always easy. There's still a huge stigma surrounding mental health issues. I think the thing people don't talk about much when struggling with their mental health is how exhausting it is, how you so desperately want to feel okay and not locked inside the confines of your own brain. You put the work in every day, and yet you still find yourself struggling, fighting against the tidal wave, whatever that tidal wave looks like for you. Mine has been the crippling anxiety and the enormous fear that if I'm not anxious, I will fall backwards into depression. So I made the decision recently to ask for more help. I realized that even though I was putting in the work, doing all of the daily things that help, I was still deeply struggling and truly exhausted. I fought the idea of medication for a long time. Like so many, I was scared of what people would think. I was afraid it wouldn't work. I had many fears surrounding it, but I realized now how much the fear was holding me back, so I decided to go on medication. I'm slowly starting to feel better. The loudness is starting to soften. The crippling anxiety is starting to lessen its grip, and I'm starting to feel like myself, a version of myself I didn't think I would ever find. I want the stigma surrounding mental health issues to go away. So many people are struggling, and it's okay for us to talk about it. You don't have to suffer in silence. You're not alone. And someone with a platform of any kind, like what Laura has, or something like that, this gives, I think, a lot of confidence to others suffering with mental illness to be more open about themselves, even with themselves. Not for pity or privilege in any way, shape, or form, but at least for understanding.